BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Joe Biden has warned that the US will retaliate for a drone attack on an American military base in northeastern Jordan near the Syria border, which killed three service personnel and injured 34. He blamed the attack on Iran-backed militants operating in Syria and Iraq. Paul Adams has more.
This pits the Americans against, ultimately, Iran. And so there is a danger that two of the major powers could be sucked into something more significant. Both sides are very keen to avoid that. The Americans have been very keen since October to try and damp down the various regional tensions that have been spreading and popping up here, there and everywhere. This makes all of that more difficult. But I think we will see the Americans doing what they have done before, which is to go after those they regard as responsible for these attacks, but try really hard not to escalate.
Israel says negotiations in Paris to secure a truce and the release of hostages held by Hamas have been constructive, but significant gaps still remained. Representatives from Israel, the United States, Egypt and Qatar also discussed a permanent resolution of the conflict. Lucy Williamson has the details.
The proposal now on the table is believed to outline a path from a temporary ceasefire and prisoner exchanges to a permanent resolution to the war. The BBC understands that differences remain over when and how Israel's forces should withdraw and how Gaza should be run. Israel's Prime Minister is balancing growing international pressure to end the military offensive with the demands of his coalition government. Tonight, thousands of people, including far-right government ministers, took part in a meeting calling for Israel to re-establish settlements in Gaza.
Turkish security officials have captured two suspects believed to be responsible for a gun attack at a Roman Catholic church in Istanbul on Sunday that killed one person. The authorities say the suspects are from Tajikistan and Russia. They were believed to be linked to the Islamic State group. Orla Geren is in Istanbul.
CCTV footage has emerged showing a man walking into the church, followed closely by two masked gunmen who appear to target him specifically. Members of the congregation duck for cover as shots ring out, a Sunday mass turned into a scene of terror. One relative said the dead man was planning to become a Christian but had not been baptized yet. Attacks like this on Turkey's Christian minority are rare.
The West African bloc ECOWAS says it's committed to finding a negotiated solution to its differences with Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso. The military leaders of the three countries have announced their immediate withdrawal from the regional body. BBC News. A runoff election for a district administrator in the central German state of Thuringia has seen the centre-right CDU candidate Christian Hergott narrowly beat his far-right AfD rival Uwe Trum. Mr. Trum topped the polls in the first round. Finland's presidential election will go to a runoff. With almost all the first-round votes counted, the candidate of the main governing National Coalition Party, Alexander Stubb, is leading. Mr. Stubb, a Conservative former prime minister, is currently on 27%. He'll face Pekka Haavisto, who's a close second, in the runoff in 2 weeks' time. Mr. Haavisto is a Green politician standing as an independent. The social media platform X has blocked users from searching for Taylor Swift after fake explicit images of the singer spread across social media earlier this week. X said it was a temporary action to prioritise safety. Here's Charlotte Gallagher.
Fake graphic images of Taylor Swift appeared on social media sites earlier this week. Some went viral and were seen by millions. X has now blocked users from searching for the singer on its site, with people seeing an error message if they attempt to. The company says it has a zero-tolerance policy towards such content and will take action against accounts posting the explicit material. X says it's also removing the images from the site. The White House has called the spread of the faked photos alarming.
At football's Africa Cup of Nations, the seven-time champions Egypt have crashed out after losing their last 16 clash with the Democratic Republic of Congo on penalties. The match had finished 1-1 at the end of extra time. DRC goalkeeper Lionel Mpassi scored the 18th penalty of a nerve-shredding shootout to send his side through to the quarterfinals. BBC News.